Okay, I have to say something about the absolutely weird outbreak of ghoulish news in the past week. I'm referring to the proliferating number of stories about human flesh-eating zombies. I first took notice last week when a Miami, Florida police officer shot and killed a man who was eating the flesh of a human victim in broad daylight during an attack on a busy highway. The face-eating cannibal was later identified as Randy Eugene. Several passers-by saw the attack. In fact, at least four bicyclists rode by and failed to stop to help the victim, although they did call the police. When the police officer arrived and ordered the man to stop eating the victim's flesh, the cannibal turned toward the cop and growled. He resumed pulling large chunks of flesh off the victim's face and swallowed it. The police officer shot the cannibal, but he continued eating the man. It took four shots to stop him. The victim was identified as Ronald Popo, a homeless man. The Miami Herald said 80% of his face was devoured, including his nose, mouth, and the flesh around his forehead. Surveillance camera video showed the cannibal ripping off the homeless man's clothing and straddling him along the street as he bit into his face and pulled out large chunks of human flesh. Now, days later, the Baltimore Sun reported that a Maryland man killed his roommate, cut up his body, ate his heart and brain. 21-year-old Alexander Kenyua is being held without bail at the Hartford County Detention Center. And what about the Florida anesthesiologist who was pulled over by Florida state troopers just days ago on suspicion of drunk driving? Things got really weird when they placed the medical technician in the back seat of the police cruiser. The man began cursing the police officers, kicking the car door, and banging his head against the plexiglass partition. When the Florida Highway Patrolman opened the cruiser door to pull the man out because he feared he would injure himself, the man spit a mouthful of blood into the face of Sergeant Chuck Porter. He was arrested and taken to jail. Police found over $40,000 in cash and a vial of liquid in the man's vehicle. But it gets crazier. What about the New Jersey man who repeatedly stabbed himself in front of police officers and then threw his intestines at them? The scene was so bloody that the police officers had to be decontaminated because of the large amount of blood and human intestines that covered them. And then last week, an Illinois man was arrested for biting the cheeks of an 18-year-old woman. A California man was arrested for biting the nose off of his cousin in San Diego. In Georgia, a contractor was arrested after biting two employees of Lowe's home improvement store. And it just goes on and on and on, all in the past week. And there's also a lot of reports in recent days of people stricken with the mysterious flesh-eating disease. What is going on? It appears that hell has belched out something extremely grotesque, foul, and demonic. Some people are saying that the zombie apocalypse has started. I'll be honest with you. I'm not an expert on the zombie apocalypse. Keeping informed about the global financial meltdown and the coming world war keeps me busy these days. I'm going to have to call on Steve Quayle to educate me about the zombie apocalypse. This stuff is simply too bizarre for me. But what is a zombie? Zombies are fictional creatures featured in horror and science fiction movies and books. Well, at least they're supposed to be fictional. It looks like the zombie demonic spirits are now fully possessing human beings in the past 2 weeks. Zombies are depicted in movies as mindless corpses with an insatiable hunger for human flesh, especially human brains. The concept is closely linked to Haitian voodoo. Hollywood's Night of the Living Dead is one of the most famous zombie movies. Michael Jackson's 1983 Thriller music video was about zombies. According to occult folklore, the zombie apocalypse appears on the planet when the world system is ready to collapse. The global societal meltdown is accelerated by a worldwide infestation of zombies eating human flesh. Now, we can find references to zombies as far back in history as the Epic of Gilgamesh, in which the goddess Ishtar promises, quote, "I will knock down the gates of the netherworld. I will smash the doorpost and leave the doors flat down, and will let the dead go up and eat the living, and the dead will outnumber the living." Again, these are the words of Ishtar, the goddess. In the zombie apocalypse, the zombie infestation becomes so rampant worldwide that society collapses as the victims become zombies too and begin eating other humans. In other words, the world is overtaken by an occult zombie plague. Even police departments and military bases are overtaken by the flesh-eating zombies in Hollywood movies. Hollywood likes to depict the initial contacts with zombies as extremely traumatic and shocking, causing panic and overwhelming fear in the witnesses of the attacks. I mean, I can only imagine the mental anguish suffered by the Miami police officer who witnessed the flesh-eating attack last week on the homeless man. Can you imagine coming up on that scene and the zombie turning and growling like a wolf? And then you have to shoot the man four times to make him stop eating the face of another man? I mean, we need to pray for that Miami police officer so he doesn't lose his mind. Hollywood also shows government agencies as slow to respond to the outbreak of the zombie plague, thus giving the plague plenty of time to proliferate around the world. Now, one strange thing that I reported a year ago, May 18, 2011. I forgot about this until this past week. But you'll remember this story. It was the news that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a graphic guide for Americans titled Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse, providing tips to survive the zombie invasion. I'm not kidding you. The CDC in Atlanta spent large sums of U.S. tax dollars last year to publish a guide on how to survive the coming zombie apocalypse. Coincidence or foreknowledge? I think the government is in control of occult madmen. My friend, if you think the world is weird now, you haven't seen anything yet. The bowels of hell will be released upon the earth, and you and I can only survive if we are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, the occultists feast on human blood, but they are terrified by the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Did you ever wonder why old Hollywood movies about vampires and zombies showed priests warding off the attacking vampires and zombies by holding a crucifix in their face? Now it's time to take a break. I don't know where to go after this opening. Really can't do a segue over to economic news when I just spent 15 minutes talking about zombies eating human flesh. I'm not making up the news. It's real. It happened. It's happening now across America. Zombies eating human flesh. We're at the end of the age of mankind, and you haven't seen anything yet of what is in store. You know, we've been worrying about economic collapse, a world war, jihad. What if that's not the big problem? What if that's not the real problem we should be concerned about? What if it's a zombie apocalypse? This is so strange. A zombie apocalypse. Flesh-eating zombies. You know, if you just heard the concept, you would just say, well, that's a sci-fi horror movie concept. but it's actually happening. We have zombies eating the flesh of human beings in the past week. So that really makes what JR and I just talked about with the economic collapse, that really makes it pale in significance, doesn't it? We're at a whole new level of insanity in this world.